You're listening to the Master Passive Income Podcast Network.
Welcome to the YouTube Passive Income Show, which is part of the Master Passive Income Network. Here on the show, we talk about transforming your life, ditching your 9-to-5 grind, and creating freedom in your time, money, and work through the power and long-term growth of YouTube. My name is Dennis Trufin, and I'm here to help you create that freedom in your time, money, and work. And in today's episode, we're going to be talking about laying out your first 10 videos on YouTube. I'm really excited to share with you, so let's get to it.
Welcome to the YouTube Passive Income Show, where we talk about transforming your life, ditching the 9-to-5 grind, and creating freedom in your time, money, and work with the power of YouTube. And now your host, Dennis Trufin.
So I've been doing YouTube for a very long time now, for the better part of 6.5 years, 4.5 of those full time. And one of the things that always excites me is content creation, being able to come up with new ideas, new ways of thinking, and new ways to approach producing new content. Because in that time, I always focus on the Kaizen method, which is 1% improvement over time. And so I think about how I can sit there and look at my ideas and think, what can I do next time that is a little bit different, that's improving on it, that's growing further than I have in the past before. So it always gets me excited. And, you know, later in the episode, we're going to be talking about, you know, getting started with the 10 episodes and really what that can look like. And having done this for so long and helped quite a few people in my academy, where I can actually share with them this process, this step-by-step process to go through and have things set up for yourself. You know, it's just looking at new ways to approach everything. And so just really exciting stuff. And, you know, for me, having done this for as long as I have, I love the fact that I continue to get excited about creating content, which is why I love the platform. It allows me to be creative, allows me to be free in my choices and what I want to do. There's nobody telling me what to do because I own my own business for this. I created this space for myself so I could do what I wanted to do. And so, you know, that's, you know, hopefully why some other people want to join onto YouTube, or if you're listening or watching the podcast, you're wanting that kind of similar space, which is like creating your freedom for yourself, right? Like the whole thing I like to talk about here at the intros of these episodes is that, you know, creating your freedom in time, money, and work. And what that really means is, you know, maybe you do want to have a lot of money and that's fantastic. Maybe you just want enough money to get by, but then do the work you'd love to do. So, you know, I've had people ask me the question of like, would you do what you're doing if it wasn't making you that much more than what you would do working for another person? I'd say, yeah, probably. Because I just love my freedom and time. Like time freedom for me was the most important thing. And then the additional money came in. And then also, you know, being able to, you know, do the work that I love. And it's always fascinating to me to be in the position I am today versus where I was before I got started on YouTube, just because of the mindset that I had, which was I wanted to do something else than where I was. And so I had to like really figure out what I wanted, which was that freedom and time. So, you know, all the other things kind of came along with it. And one of the things that I love to share with people too is that when I was a really young kid, my mom actually had sat me down on the couch and shared with me, and it never went away, which was, when I serve other people, I'm okay. Like I'm taken care of. Like I'll have enough to live my life the way I would like it to. I don't need extravagant things. I don't need all these like, you know, I was going to say like yachts and stuff, but like, yeah, I just don't need like all the big stuff. I just want enough to be able to be happy with my life and be able to do the things I want to do. And I think I have a little bit more than that now based off of the work that I've been doing and like where I'm kind of going with it. And for me, what I really kind of take away from that was that it seems like every time I serve people more and more and I find new ways to serve people, it always ends up coming back to me, not with the intent of that happening, but it just does. And so when, you know, we look at our YouTube content and like what we're trying to do, you know, one big thing that I can take away and give back to you as well when you're listening to this or watching this is serve the audience. Even if it's entertainment, right? If you're entertaining somebody, you're providing value for them. If you're educational, you're providing value for them. Whatever you're doing, like provide value, you know, when you do that. So hopefully those wise words from my mom can get passed on to you, because I think that can lead you to some really, really great success long term, rather than just focusing in on what it is in for you as far as creating all of the things that you're going to create. And one of the other things I love to talk about here is also what George and I, which is my employee, we have a little segment called FIRE. I'm actually switching it up to say FIRE stands for focused, inspiring, and radiating energy. So this is a person, you know, probably between the weeks of recording episodes who I catch on any social media platform or YouTube, because I watch so many YouTube videos, that just like really stands out to me, that clearly is doing the work for themselves to get to where they want to go or has gotten there. Because I think sometimes I've seen people like on their way to success that they're striving for and maybe aren't there yet, and others have. So there's a gentleman, I think his name is like Dino Cornell. And what I love about him is that he claims to be the ultimate nerd. And what I love about that is that he owns it. Like, he actually proclaims that. I think one of his videos that I ran into was him proclaiming that he was the ultimate nerd and why he was the ultimate nerd. And he dove into what he truly is and being authentic. And I see that as such a powerful way of being, because he allows all those other people around him that find his videos, that see him and be like, wow, I'm a nerd too. And there's somebody here that's like standing up and proclaiming it. And like, I can, you know, kind of relate to this person. I myself am a nerd as well. I have board games. I got, you know, love for, you know, cartoon shows and all these other things as well that can qualify me as a nerd. So I had started following him as well and just kind of keeping track. And one of the videos that I saw from him was actually sharing how he has just recently, I think over the last year, since he's been doing his stuff, has actually gone full time. So he's been doing it for years on the back end, just, you know, doing it for free or like trying to make a business out of it. And it has recently gone full time. And that's exciting to hear, because I believe in this day and age that you can go full time doing whatever it is that you love, whether it does make you a lot of money or just makes enough money to pay the bills. But as long as you're happy with what you're doing and have that freedom in your time, your money, and of course the work that you're doing. So with that being said, let's go ahead and get this episode started. We're going to be talking about how to lay out your first 10 videos. So here's a really interesting situation for this episode. So as I was setting up and structuring the first few episodes of the podcast for this YouTube Passive Income show, I actually am doing what I teach people to do when it comes to getting started on YouTube, which is setting up a structured foundation of the content that you're going to create. Now, 10 episodes or 10 videos might seem daunting to have a layout on and have a clear understanding for, but it is so important for not just you to kind of have a good idea of how you want to structure out, because I think for a lot of people, when I have talked to them about wanting to get started on YouTube, most of the time, the ideas are like flooding our brains of like what we can potentially do. And then what ends up happening is once we start recording and going through the process of getting a video out, because there's work to it, right? We have to go and step by step on being able to release a video, which is planning, you know, recording, editing, and then, you know, everything in between, like the thumbnails and description and all these other parts of creating a YouTube video to then release it. And then we're like, ooh, okay, let's breathe. And then now we got to go do it again. And that's the mentality a lot of people have. And then what ends up happening is you're like, wow, that's a lot more work than I thought to create the first episode or the first video. And then we kind of take a lot of that energy, and then it doesn't end up getting us excited as much to do the next episode or the next episode or the next episode. And so what we want to do is actually structure things so that way we don't have to sit here and worry about, well, what's the next video going to be about? What's the next episode going to be about? Because it's already structured out and laid out, especially the first 10. And I'm going to explain to you why that's so important to have these laid out, just as much as it was important for me to have these first 10 episodes of this show laid out, because I want to give a roadmap to where we're going. I want people to understand what this episode and what the show overall is all about. And what I'm actually doing is laying the foundation, right? We're not going to put a building up together without a really solid foundation, so people understand where we're coming from. Because the hardest thing I would say for most beginner YouTubers is the fact that we get, again, really excited about talking about all the things we want to talk about. And then sometimes that also leads us to stray off from the original topic. And we talked about it in episode, I believe 4, is Riches in the Niches, where we actually go through and share with you how important it is to really narrow down what it is that you're going to be talking about. And at least early on, and if you want to change it up down the road, definitely. But if you're wanting somebody's advice that's been on the platform for 6.5 years and has seen their fair share of content creators come onto the platform, some stay, some go, the ones that I see really take off, at least in the early parts of their journey, are the ones that have a really solid foundation of who they are on the platform. And that's what leads us there, right? Having a clear understanding. And when we create our first 10 episodes or our 10 videos, what we're really doing is we're telling YouTube and telling the future audience that's going to be finding our content and our channel, this is what we are about. Great example would be if you go to a sushi restaurant, right? Like a Japanese sushi restaurant, and all of a sudden, you know, the next time you go over there and all they serve are hamburgers, it's going to get really confusing on what they're doing, right? And then you go to the next time and then they're serving pizza exclusively. And so what ends up happening is a lot of people will do that with their videos. The first episode will be about cars. Next episode will be about cooking. Next episode could be about, you know, finances. Next one could be about working out. And what I hear a lot of times people say is, and we talked about this in the riches and the niches, is I'm a diverse person, and that's fantastic. And I think that's great. And that's what makes people so unique, is that you can be interested in so many different things. And what does it look like to have a hyper focus early on? And then as your audience grows and as you become an authority on the platform, you can start adding in some of these other variations. Or I tell sometimes people, go into the overall thing as a unique variation between two blends. I saw a guy before where he actually had a workout channel dedicated to Star Wars fans. So that was like a really interesting combination. And so those can work too, but you want to stick to a certain path. And that's kind of where the 10 episodes takes us as well too, is being on a certain path that allows people to understand where we're going to go from this point on. And what I actually love to do, and this is again, what I kind of did in this show here as well. So you're kind of learning from the actual situation that I'm in, which was, hey, I'm going to start a new podcast and gonna actually have episodes ready for people to go on day one. So I was talking with Dustin Heiner, who runs the Master Passive Income Network, and he's like, hey, let's get a really strong foundation going. And I'm like, perfect. I love this. This is what I teach people as well in my academy, of having a clear idea of what this is all going to be about. So I put down on my list, you know, I went 1 through 10, and I said, okay, what's the journey I want to take people on the first 10 episodes? And the same thing with YouTube is, what's the first 10 episodes you want to take people on with the journey for you? Is it about, you know, cars? And then if it is about cars, do we want to lay out a foundation of maybe beginner information for car enthusiasts? Or do we want to, you know, talk about, you know, the medium level of car enthusiasm or whatever version of it that you want to reach for your audience? And we take them step by step, right? So when I was looking at the first 10 episodes, I was asking myself, let me work backwards now. Where do I want to be? Where do I want the person to be by episode 10? So if this is your first episode, and then you go all the way back to episode 1 and then go through the entire series of the first 10, where do I want to let you land at the end of that? And then what I did was I figured out what that was, right? So that one's going to be officially launching your YouTube channel, because there's a lot of moving parts when it comes to releasing a YouTube video / having an overall channel. So I wanted to have that launching pad. And so I know where that, and that's going to end. So then I can start working a little bit more backwards from there and having a clear roadmap to where I'm going to take the audience member. And again, laying that foundation of what this is expecting, what the expectation is for these episodes, right? So when you listen, whether you're going to listen to episode 1, episode 10, or episode 100 when it comes out, you have a clear understanding that, hey, this is about, you know, creating passive income on YouTube for the long term and having an effect on my ability to create freedom in my time, money, and work. You're going to understand that because we're going to talk about it. We've laid the foundation, and that's going to lead us over to beyond the first 10 episodes. So going from there, keep working backwards and having a clear understanding. Now, on YouTube, this works very similar. We want to have an understanding of, okay, if I'm going to be an education channel teaching people how to, let's say, cook basic meals, right? Like, we want to teach people how to cook with 10 ingredients or less, right? So what are going to be the first 10 episodes we want to create, and look at that end point, and then we can have a really good starting point, because we want to give people basics. We want to give people clear understanding. If you're more on the entertainment side of things, that can be a little bit different, right? Because we don't have necessarily the like step-by-step growth on where they can get to if you're more entertainment. But you can also look at it from, okay, if I want to be a personality, you can say, what's the information people get to know about me? So that way they have a clear understanding of who they're following and get to really know you a lot much more, or a lot better, because those are going to be the fundamental pieces before you go off onto your adventures of like traveling or doing your day-to-day things, or like get ready with me's that people do, or makeup tutorials, or, you know, hiking tutorials, any of those kind of things. You can give that foundation of who you are in those first 10 episodes, because it is so great when people get to know who you are and get a clear understanding. And again, the biggest part of all of this is the power that YouTube will have to be able to find your audience, right? So same thing with our 10 episodes here, when we're laying in the foundation of, you know, this is a YouTube podcast and we're going to be talking about creating passive income for the long term. We're going to know who the audience is, and, you know, who we're trying to serve. And then, you know, all the the RSS feeds are going to go out and they're going to be available for people to find based off of what we're letting the algorithms know who we're looking for. And same thing with YouTube. And YouTube is a very powerful search engine. It's actually the second largest search engine in the world. And YouTube loves finding the people that are a great fit for who you are. So when we lay this out, we want to, again, kind of work backwards. So from our example here, we talked about episode 10 is going to be officially launching your YouTube channel. And then the episode before that, just to kind of give you some back end. So by the time you actually listen to this, these episodes might not exist yet, but they will come out because they're all going to be recorded before the official launch, which is also going to be something we're going to talk about here in a second too. So episode 9 is going to be, because again, we're working backwards, creating your first video, a step-by-step guide. So we're going to actually teach you about going through and creating your first video. The episode before that, we're going to be talking about editing your videos and creating thumbnails so that way we can actually have a clear understanding of actually being able to edit. And sometimes people are like, wait, you want me to learn how to edit before I learn how to actually create my first video? And that's because when we look at it from a holistic point of view, I felt it was actually more advantageous for people to understand how editing kind of works, whether you're going to do the editing yourself or you're going to have somebody edit for you, how to kind of create videos based off of the way you're going to be editing the content. And that's what's really important because it's counterintuitive to what people think. I got to record the video, then edit. I think if you understand how the editing works, then you have a better understanding of how recording the video is going to work for you. And then the episode before that is this episode right here, laying out your first 10 videos, because it's going to be really important to lay all this out so you can have a clear idea. And then all that beforehand is the equipment. Then it's going to be, well, before that too, it's making the money off the start, the riches and the niches, the 8 common mistakes, how YouTube helps you generate income, and then what this podcast is about and who I am. So all of those episodes have all been already written out, scripted out, all before even recording this episode that we're doing right now. So episode 8, 9, and 10 are pretty much ready for me to go ahead and record right off the bat once this one's done, if I wanted to, so that we have a clear understanding of where we're at. Now, here's one of the things I love as well too. When it comes to getting started on YouTube, whatever you can get done as quickly as possible early on, I say go for it. If you have the opportunity to do certain things in a certain way, ideally, I would recommend it. But I always tell people, don't hold yourself to it if it's going to burn you out or be too much for you at the same time. So ideally, when you come up with your first 10 episodes, again, working backwards, understanding what journey you're taking these people on, you want to have at least a couple of episodes, ideally 5, gone through the entire process of structuring it, recording it, editing it, getting a thumbnail for it, getting a description, and having it uploaded and releasing within a very short time period, whether it's like day after day after day after day. So that way you have a small library to get you started. What I see more often than not are people opening up their accounts, release a video, and then it takes them, you know, a couple weeks to then get the next episode out. So it could be 3-4 weeks, and then episode 2 comes out. And then a few weeks later, episode 3 comes out. And what ends up happening a lot of the time too is that because there's not enough content on there, one, YouTube still doesn't know who you are, right? You're a mystery to them. And so they don't really know who to serve your content to yet. And when you have a couple of videos structured together, it helps YouTube find your audience faster. But the other part of it that I actually find more interesting is if you do have people that find your video early on and then they go onto your library of videos and they see that all you have is that one, maybe the second, maybe the third video out, there's a lack of trust there that you're going to be showing up for them because there's not a library for them to binge through. And so what happens is you're not taking these people on a journey. And so they have more of a resistance to join in on your subscription, right? Or to subscribe to you. And we'll talk a lot about this in future episodes, how subscriber numbers are more of a vanity metric, and they're still very useful and helpful for a lot of reasons, while also at the same time, they don't really do that much for the content creator on the back end. And so early on, you know, when you don't have a lot of subscribers, it's usually yourself, maybe your family members, maybe your mom. And so that number looks a lot lower. So it's harder for people to trust that you're like, oh, he only has like 10 subscribers. She only has like 20 subscribers and one video out. And it's been a month. Like, I don't know if I want to hit subscribe. Sometimes that goes through people's minds. Not everybody thinks that, but that does have a impact on it for the long term. So what does it look like when we release one video every single day for the first 5 days? And then every video after that, at minimum, we want to do at least one a week so that way we have momentum moving forward. Now, there's people that talk about it all the time where they feel that YouTube hurts them if they don't have a constant release schedule. And it's not that YouTube hurts them. It's just that the algorithm with as much content is out there in the world, it's hard to keep up that momentum when we're missing 2, 3, 4 weeks in between the releases that we have. Now, it can be difficult, right? Because there is a lot of work that goes behind creating one individual video. And sometimes while creating those individual videos, we get caught up in perfectionism. And so we let the enemy of great get in the way of good content. And so I'm here as somebody who had terrible audio on my first video, who didn't even say the name of his channel correctly on his first video, tell you that like just getting content out is going to help you move forward. We talked about earlier, Kaizen is a Japanese word that allows you to do that 1% improvement to really have a big impact. And I think that's so true to the process of YouTube, because there's so much that goes on that I think we can start feeling overwhelmed and we want to make everything look great. Although the value of just getting things out there, fixing them as you go on and continue to create content is that momentum that you'll have moving forward. I see, again, where when you release a couple of pieces of content, ideally 5 at the launch of your video of your channel, and then have a video come out every single week. One, it gives you some leeway, right? Because if you got 10 videos laid out and you recorded at least 5 of them, the next 5 are ready to kind of go through the process of recording and editing and, you know, scheduling out, because you can schedule out content on YouTube in advance as well. So there's been times I've had content scheduled out for like 2 months. So if I didn't want to work, I could just sit back and let those videos release, you know, on the schedule that I put them on. So when you have 5 videos out, you're going to have that momentum getting started earlier. It's going to get a nice group of videos, especially because they're centered around a very similar topic or niche. So that way, YouTube knows who your audience is going to be, or at least have a clearer idea rather than just the one video, because one video doesn't tell YouTube very much. And so it's going to be harder for them to want to go find this audience because they don't actually know who they are, right? And so one little side thing when it comes to being in a niche. So like my content, for example, on one of my channels, I talk about personal finance and I talk about utilizing these apps in personal finance. So I don't do apps about music. I don't do apps about art design or anything. I do YouTube videos about personal finance apps. And so when I make personal finance apps and I release it, I know that YouTube knows who I am and who my audience is and is looking for those people, because I've been so consistent on creating the content that works best for it. So much so that over time, when I've wanted to deviate from there, because I've tested it out before, I'm like most people, I'm like, oh, I want to try different things on my channel, and I've deviated from what I've done, it's been proven in the analytics that that doesn't work for me because that's not who my audience is. And then that led me to create other YouTube channels. So I run 4, almost 5 now YouTube channels, and it's kind of an addiction at this point, I guess. And what it does for me is it lets me be different in every avenue that I want to be in while protecting and serving the audience that I have built for each channel individually. So whether it's my personal finance channel, my business channel, my personal channel, or like anything else that I do in the space of YouTube, I allow each group to be its own thing, because here's a little secret. You do not have to have a large audience to actually make money on YouTube or even make some kind of form of passive income on YouTube. I've seen, and I've also experienced personally myself, a small subscriber count, or I say subscriber count with like quotes, that allows me to generate a type of income. And I've seen it from other content creators as well too. I think when I quit my job, I was around maybe 10 to 12,000 subscribers, give or take. I have to go look at the numbers on that, but I was definitely at a much smaller or relatively smaller YouTube channel than what most people would consider the ability to go full time, because I generated the audience that were exactly who I was looking for. So that way my audience allowed me to promote affiliate stuff and promote sponsors with them, that actually those sponsors were looking for that audience too. So all that plays out really well for me because I was being intentional. So when we're laying out those first 10 episodes, let's be intentional with who we are wanting to reach, who we are targeting, who are serving, right? Who are we serving in these 10 episodes? Let's build that foundation. Let's get a clear understanding. This is who we want to help and who we want to support. I laid out our 10 episodes here with this podcast to kind of give you an idea. And obviously I kind of said it backwards because that's part of the intent, because it is so important to have a clear understanding of where we're going to go and how we're going to get there. Now, after you get your first 10 episodes, usually I would say you definitely want to continue to stick around the niche, especially if you really enjoyed going through that process. And then kind of going from there, like what else you can do to serve those people. And then what's really powerful, and this is what I call the MAP method, which is meshing all playbacks. I can actually lead people back into those episodes because those are so fundamental and they're so important regardless of when people are watching or when people are listening, right? So again, we're just going to use us as an example here on this podcast of creating these episodes. But then, you know, when we're on episode 95 and I'm like, man, you know what's really good to talk about? Riches and the niches. Go check out episode 4. Or, hey, do you want to know about the 8 common mistakes? Go check out episode 3, because those are fundamental to what we're talking about in any episode that I can reference back to them. And so on YouTube, the power of being able to reference back to any of your other content is so powerful, which is why I love using the MAP method. And so what we tend to do is say, how do we interlink all of our content together? So when you're looking at your first 10 episodes, how are you going to link these up together? So that way, in case you don't know, at the end of a YouTube video, what you can actually do in the back end of the YouTube studio is actually point to a video that can pop up on screen that you put in post-production, like in the YouTube studio, for what video comes next for them. So you're actually going to serve them that much more by actually telling them, hey, this is what you're going to need next. Right? Because you did the foundational work. And I get really excited about this. How powerful you become to YouTube is astronomical, because what ends up happening is, let's say you have a couple videos out and you post a new video, and that video is really informative for the audience member. It's what they're looking for. It's what they're searching for. It's the question that they are asking, and you solve it for them. And at the end of that video, you have an idea of where they're going to go next because you've already produced it, because you laid out this foundation. You say, hey, after this problem that I helped solve for you, I know what the next problem is. And then you're going to point to the video on screen and say, here's the solution to this next problem. Maybe not to that degree, right? You're going to say something better when it comes to leading from this video to the next. Usually you want to do it in like quick fashion, kind of like a cliffhanger, so to speak. And when you do that, it like excites the YouTube algorithm, because it's like, wow, every time we send somebody to Dennis's video, he does such a great job of sending them to the next thing, which keeps people on the YouTube platform longer. And with the YouTube algorithm, YouTube loves that. They want people to stay on the platform longer. So if I'm in part saying, hey, YouTube, if you find me my people, I will keep them on this platform longer for you, because I know how to serve them and I know how to take care of them. So look at those episodes that you want to produce and say, with all 10 of these episodes, is there a way for me to link them up from one to the next? And I actually have this thing that I do with my content. It might not work for everybody, but what I love to do is when I'll look at an app, because I'll do tutorials and I'll look at an app and I'll say, okay, if I'm going to work with this company and produce content for this app for them, what are going to be some of the struggles that they have, like people have? I'll look at the like FAQs that people have on their website. And then I'll actually work backwards. And what I'll do is I'll typically release the videos like flipped. So I'll actually release the last video first and then the what would be considered the first video last, because then it'll go down that train. So sometimes I can have 5 videos all interlinking together because one supports the next and supports the next and supports the next. So that's just a little tidbit thing for you. And we'll talk way more about that in future episodes here on the show, because that's a really big deep dive that we want to do, so that way you can understand the MAP method better and have a clear understanding of how you can mesh all your playbacks. And so as you're producing these first 10 videos, ideally you want to have a really good idea of what every episode is going to be about. And I encourage you to say, how am I going to send the person from, you know, video 1 to video 2, and from video 2 to video 3, or, you know, they can kind of jump between the numbers, but like, how can each episode be interconnected together? And you could even reference them if you really needed to, and or have them in the description where you have a link to that next video. And it's a really powerful thing. And I think long-term, it's only going to continue to serve your audience, which, like we talked about earlier in this episode as well, too, when you take care of other people, you will also be taken care of. And that also leads you to be able to continue to go forward in the journey of being able to create passive income on YouTube. And that passive income will then allow you to create more freedom in your time, your money, and your work. Thank you again for listening to the YouTube Passive Income Show, which is part of the Master Passive Income Network. Now, in this episode, we talked a lot about some resources, which we'll have linked up in the show notes down below for you, including our 7 days to uploading your first YouTube video, which is going to be a checklist that's entirely free for you to utilize, again, in the show notes down below. Have a fantastic day, and I'll talk to you next week.